We hear people talk about being in the zone or in the flow, you know, the mental state where someone performing some activity is fully immersed in a feeling of energized focus, completely involved in what they're doing, enjoying the process of this activity that often produces a new and positive level of achievement. So it's no surprise that spending as much time as possible in the positive flow of anything you enjoy doing improves health and well-being and enhances quality of life. What can and how do you find your flow and get into the zone? Join me and my story as I search for answers, stuck for a time where my flow wasn't there. The Wellness Pathfinder takes a discovery journey along body, mind and soul. Hello world, I hope that you're all well. Today, and as has been for the last few days, I've been looking for some creative inspiration. I'm about to start a project for a client, and one thing with creativity for sure is that when you're working to a deadline or you've got a brief that you've got to work to, the whole creative side of things can feel a little bit restricted, or at least it feels a little bit forced. Sometimes I feel like I'm in that place where I can't just be free and creative, and the flow's kind of a little bit stuck. So in a way, that's how I feel. I know that it won't last very long, because once you get into that place where some ideas come along and things start moving, I'll be moving on through with everything and feeling much better. But at the moment, I'm in that place where I'm not quite sure where I need to go. So I've come upstairs to my studio and I've pulled out some old work that I've done, maybe projects or sketches or ideas that I've put together in the past, probably didn't finish them, or they were really just for the exercise. I wasn't intending to do much with them, just put some stuff down on paper so that it was already there. So I've been looking through my books just to see if I can pick up any ideas. I wasn't sure, and I'm still not sure what I'm looking for, but I've nevertheless had a chance to look through things. It served to do two things. First of all, to see whether there is maybe something I can use for this project I'm doing, but also it's been really nice to go back to have a look at some of the things that I created and get into that zone, just feel relaxed, look at colours, shapes, look at things that I'm really proud of doing, or things that I could do better. But it's just been a time of revisiting, which I really find quite therapeutic, because when you've done something, it's done. So there's no point in me looking at it any other way apart from the experience of doing whatever it was that I carried out and what it looks like now. And how far I've come as well, because even if it's something I did 2 or 3 months ago or 6 months ago, there's that progression, there's that improvement that happens along the way. So it's a really good learning process that I'm doing at the moment. And although I'm still haven't found anything concrete that I can use for this project, this new project I'm doing, I know that it's likely that I'll possibly be in bed or in my dream, and then the idea will just come to my head. It happens a lot. And I believe that it's doing what I'm doing now, just looking at old things and looking through all my some old work. I'm almost sort of starting to try to ignite a feeling, an idea, so that I can do something when I'm in a much more relaxed state. And so, of course, when I'm asleep or when I'm in my dream, I'm as relaxed as I can be. And that's where this little match that I struck suddenly kind of comes afire and the ideas are there. That's my thought process along this. So although I haven't found anything yet, I feel that this is the calm before the next thing happens. And it's really important for me to look at this as a learning process, as a discovery process, as an idea, light bulb thing going on, and then go from there. So that's been my step-by-step process when I'm looking at new ideas. And it's exactly the same for anything that we're doing, whether it is something like what I'm doing or whether it's another kind of project, a business idea, is that you have all the tools and resources at your disposal. So you have all the ideas, information, and you look through them, you search them out, you decide what works. And then as things go on, because you're in that flow and you're constantly looking at things, working with things in that space, those little nuggets, those little triggers start to appear, start to emerge, and then move you on to something else. So it could be anything really, but for me today, right now, it's to do with this design project I'm doing. And then tomorrow, who knows what else it will be. So that's about it. I thought that I would just share this with you. Bye bye.